Hey, it is Whiskey doing. I thought my voice sounded better, but it doesn't, of course. Okay, this is the mixer questionnaire. Okay, GWI questions. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Tags definitely matter. Because there are some that I'll see them and I'll be like, nah. How much time do you spend making and editing an audio? Well, the majority of my audios are all recorded in one day and, well, they're recorded and edited in one day, and I'll record a bunch at a time and go through and edit all of them. So altogether, it's probably around 5 or 6 hours just that day for the whole week, really. Some do take longer than others. The recording part doesn't usually take that long for me. But the editing is sometimes what, is the irritating part for me, because I tend to mess up a lot. What are the pros and cons of recording? The pros, I definitely love getting a lot of feedback and, you know, messages and stuff. Cons, I really can't think of any. I mean, that the day that I record them, I guess it could be considered time consuming, but I don't have anything else to do. So that's not really applicable to me. Sometimes there are some messages that are a little bit, ooh, but for the most part, I really, really, really enjoy reading them. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? I don't think so. I mean, it was definitely a way to help explore, but I wouldn't necessarily say that I've found any, well, that I've gotten any new kinks. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I don't mind it. I mean, right now it's kind of messed up since I've been sick for the past, like, week or so. It kind of, when I'm editing, during the really moany parts, I don't like listening to myself, which is why sometimes there will be things that I should have cut out during that, but I didn't, because I do tend to skip over a little bit. What kind of audio is your favorite? I really, really, really like the really sweet ones. Yeah. I do like, recording-wise, I do really like ones where I'm dominant, although, which is the complete opposite of me in real life. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? I wouldn't say regrets, necessarily, but there are some cases where I regret not doing a better job editing. For example, one of my more recent audios, I went to say best breakfast, and I just said something about a breast, and then I just started laughing, and I didn't remember to cut that part out. You know, there were also ones where I'm like, I just already read that, or did I continue the recording because I know Audacity is a fucking asshole? But yeah, that's about it. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Explain yourself. Would you have sex while porno was being played? Yeah, why not? What is your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? I can't really think of any. I don't. As I've said before, I'm a pretty boring person. Oh, back to the regret question. The fucking 1 to 100, or 100 to 1 and back again. Because I should have written the numbers down before I started, and I fucking didn't. And that one was just a bit of a mess. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? In certain cases. I mean, for me, it's really dependent on the situation. But, like, white lies about. Actually, no. Well, I don't know. It's really dependent on the situation. Who do you. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you? Probably watch others, because that's just like watching a porno, right? What is the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? I don't think there was really anything that weird, honestly. What is the fastest way to get you to come? Have someone else being, very dominant and bossy. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? People or guys that are just douchebags or just like assholes and like, I don't know, I don't like that. But yeah, there's no but. I don't like that at all. Favorite place to have someone come on you? I don't know. Not the face or the mouth. That's. What music would you like to have playing when you are having sex? Jazz. Do you think that love equals sex? No. What do you prefer to be called or say? I like to be called good girl, naughty girl, baby girl. That's all I can think of for that. I'm pretty open-minded with that though, except I'm not really a fan of bitch, whore. Slut is all right, when used in moderation. I like saying sir, master, daddy. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Usually completely silent, but I've been trying to expand from that in my recordings. What is the worst time you've been turned on? In church. What is your most extreme fetish? I really don't have that many. Maybe like light BDSM. And, if for me that's the most extreme, then I am a very boring person, apparently. What is one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? That's a good question. I don't know if there's anything that would really embarrass me because I'm not someone that gets, really embarrassed over that kind of stuff. Oh, actually, I guess rape fantasy. Okay. preferences? If answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? I mean, as long as it's not really hard. I mean, like, yeah, then. Do you enjoy bondage? Light? Not like, you know, the really rough stuff. Are you into playing with hot wax? No. Have you ever been with someone older than? Haven't, but yeah, good. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Nope. Ever tried anal? Nope. And I will not. DP? Nope. Public? I totally would. Do you like being handled roughly? Occasionally. Are you very verbal in bed? No. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Neither, but I guess if I had to pick one, it would probably be receiving. What is your favorite item for spanking? Hand. Random things. What is the worst porn you've ever watched? Probably just some, like, really, well, for me personally, ones that don't have a backstory, because I can't stay interested if there's no backstory, which is a pain in the ass. But what is the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I believe it's called vore, like killing someone and eating them. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I would jack off all day. What do you wish you had invented? I'm trying to think of something that really... Oh, Wi-Fi. It was, yeah, but... Was that invented? Who invented Wi-Fi? I don't know. Me, now. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? That's a good question. Probably something with animals. Or traveling. Traveling to different countries. To adopt stray animals. There we go. And find them homes. Do you have any scars? I do. I have one on the top of my left hand from a cat. From a cat. One on the top of my right hand, also from a cat. One on my upper right thigh from the outside of it. From... where I had to get stitches when I was younger. And one on the top of my foot from a puppy scratching it. I think that's it. What is your most used phrase, dirty or not? Probably son of a bitch. Or... God damn it. Probably God damn it, actually. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Probably last. Oh, was that yesterday? It was either yesterday or the day before yesterday. Let me see. Some friends and I were in a group. It was on Tuesday, so that was 2 days ago. We're in a group conversation, and they started writing a lesbian porno. And my friend was writing it, and then my brother kept adding really painful sounding things. I'm kind of tempted to read it because it's just so goddamn funny. You know what? Fuck it. I am. Okay. Well, so I would be a sexy schoolgirl sitting in the library and I could accidentally make a little noise. The sexy female librarian would tell everyone to leave me, but me. She tells me I've been naughty and that I need to be punished. She strips down to her sexy white button-down shirt that cuts off and shows her belly button, with fishnet leggings and black high pointy heels. She takes her hair out of her bun, turning her head with her brown hair flowing all around. Puts her sexy librarian glasses down her nose and looks at me. And then my brother starts adding. And she takes a ruler with razors on the end and slaps your pussy over and over. I'm sorry. I quiver in pain as the blood squirts everywhere, but I like it. She takes a pair of rusty scissors and cuts off my clit, blood going everywhere. Me screaming, I like it though. And then back to the story. And then holds me on her own desk with her arms, her body pressed against mine. And she comes from behind with a vibrator and makes me scream. Because I made so much noise, I now have to scream and she doesn't stop till I finish and squirt everywhere. Also, could be the other way around and I'm sexy librarian and destroy the other girl. This is another comment from my brother. And she takes a cactus and shoves it in her vaginal cavity. Back to the story. But the sexy librarian has brown thick hair and brown eyes and is tall and strong, toned muscles, but not a bodybuilder. And then she says, shut up, I'm telling a beautiful story and you're ruining it. And then another comment from my brother. The moist tongue of her slid all the way into my prostate. Then we got interrupted because I asked if there was any men in it. And, so I could be a fluffer, but guess I'm just working the video cameras. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? Aliens? I do. Because it seems absolutely ridiculous to me that in this giant expanding universe that we would be alone. And I don't know what's scarier, the thought of being all alone in the universe or the thought of not. Ghosts? I'm gonna say no. But I have experienced creepy things that make me think otherwise, but I still wouldn't use that term ghost. Okay, thank you. I hope you like my lesbian porno. Oh, not mine. It's copywritten.